Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Joey Lunderman from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond and Rosenberg.
Good morning. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. It's a gardening show. We talk gardening. It might be a little cold for gardening right now, unless you're like a polar bear gardener. But what we want to do is help you out with your problems. A lot of your problems will have to do soon with plant recovery. Right now it's freezing. Not sure if we're going to have too cold tonight.
No, it doesn't look like it's going to be too bad, but you'll probably be a little frost in the morning.
Maybe
nothing worse than it's been the last couple of nights.
So we can start focusing on the next steps, right? Like on Wednesday, all through social media, everybody's talking about covering your plants, taking care of that stuff. On our Facebook Live, we focused on it, but today we don't really need to focus on it because today's all about recovery. So plant recovery. So yeah, that's what we do. We talk gardening. We want to answer your questions. We want to address what's on your mind, what you're in front of. And right now, when everybody's really dealing with sort of the same thing, we'll cover that. So we do want to hear from you, 281-833-3333. And we feel comfortable here at Home Show Garden Pros that we can answer your questions. So Joey Lunderman is here now.
Good morning, everybody.
The wonderful Joey Lunderman. And he's, you know, a gardening expert, kind of propagation specialist, you know, loves plants of all kinds, all colors, all heights. And he, you know, he's one of our garden pros, one of our rotation of folks from all over the city. Joey hails from Enchanted Garden. And Enchanted Forest is kind of like it's same like team. You guys are a team.
Yep, same family.
Yeah, same family. And so it's kind of bookending Richmond, Texas. Say a little about where Enchanted Garden is.
We're located on FM 359 at the corner of 359 and 723, kind of near Katy Fulshear area.
Okay. 359 plus 743. We're going to figure that out by the end of the break. Yeah, it's a great spot. Tons of produce. You guys have a great fruit tree selection.
Yep.
We do want to explore fruit trees later today because now that we're looking like we're past this thing, might be a good time to start thinking about getting some new fruit trees in the space. Other garden pros, Plants for All Seasons, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Nature's Way Garden Center, bunch of great places that are just really wonderful to get your gardening supplies, your good stuff. And so that's what we do here. We talk gardening. Today on the show, we're going to talk recovering your plants, what to do, what to cut back, how to help them. And then also, I want to explore a little bit activating your lawn. You know, it's kind of like this week maybe is the time to start thinking about what you need to do in your lawn to start sparking it up so it can start out competing some of those weeds that will be thriving soon.
Yes, they will.
And so we'll talk about lawn activation, fruit tree convo, and answering your questions. That's our goal. Talking about what's on your mind. So what's going on at the garden, at Enchanted Garden?
Everything's good. Just been dealing with the cold for the last few days, so not anything super exciting. Of course, everything's exciting in the greenhouses.
Truly thrilling.
Where it's all nice and cozy. You know, all the vegetable plants are ready as soon as the weather is ready.
Right.
So hopefully we'll, you know, have a ton of those out, you know, by next weekend. And of course all the spring color is coming along and lots of it ready and lots of it right around the corner.
Nice. What are some of the veggies you guys will be rolling out here?
Peppers and tomatoes first.
Yeah.
And in late February or early March, you know, depending on the weather, all the other things will come out, squash, zucchini, okra.
Yes,
cucumbers,
right.
All that
little
stuff.
Early for a lot
yeah,
of
they're a little
stuff.
Sensitive.
Yeah.
You're a lot more sensitive to the cold.
You have to make fun of them. Jeez. A little sensitive.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. So that's great. So I put on the list tomatoes, too, because it's worth having a convo about tomatoes. I already planted some, and I covered them with buckets.
Oh, yeah?
So we'll see today what the outcome was if I wasted my $10 for... Because if I'm going to grow big tomatoes, I got to get them in early.
It's early.
It's just the way to do it is to get them in early, and then you get the big tomatoes. So that's my goal, at least. We'll see if it backfired. Well, Joey, again, knows a lot about propagating plants, kind of a lot of these things that we're dealing with now. This is his area of strength. And so I may ask you, you know, fruit trees and big trees and lawns too. And maybe not like ocean in the ocean gardening, like what plants are growing at the bottom of the ocean.
No, that is not my.
You know, probably more than a lot of people because you're a fisher person.
Yeah.
So, well, there goes that. So, all plants that you could possibly want to talk about, Joey Linderman is here to discuss them. Whatever it is,
lay it on me.
Home Show Garden Joes. Home Show Garden Pros. We're here. We're here to help you garden. Whatever it is you need us to talk about, we're happy to help. 281-833-3333. Home Show Garden Pros.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at
281-833-3333. Joey was telling me about some broken pipes that you guys were dealing with.
Yep, we had a few I found about 3 o'clock this morning.
3 o'clock.
Which was super fun.
That, wait a second. That doesn't sound fun. It does sound thrilling and exciting, though.
It was. Yeah. And cold and dark and lots of other things.
Yeah, cold. I guess at 3 is early or late, depending on how much of a party animal you are.
It's early.
So, yeah.
Joey doesn't stay up late.
Well, Joe and I were also talking about the really amazing social media that you guys do. Very active Insta.
Yep.
Like lots of posts coming out, lots of notices, great pictures, great advice there. Very, very active Instagram.
Yeah. Great information, great pictures. Just lots of fun to look at.
Absolutely. We do too. Home Show Garden Pros has a fun Instagram also. Our Facebook page is active. We answer a lot of questions there. We also have our Facebook Live every Wednesday. I'd love for you to tune in. And we kind of roll through a nonprofit kind of expert to talk about, you know, gardening. So sometimes it's African violet. Sometimes it's, you know, plumeria maybe would be one. Roses. Mm-hmm. So, and we also on the website, we love connecting there to a ton of tip videos. Joey's got a new set of 4 up there, really nice. One of them from last year this time kind of popped up for me was how to prune back your variegated gingers, mm-hmm. which might be appropriate.
That would be another one to look at this year.
That's right. Might be appropriate yet again. And so that's something we do every week is we lift up the Garden Pro listener email of the week. So also on the website, if you're on your phone, there's a listen button that you can call in from the website. So kind of cool. You can give us a call, 281-833-33. But here's our Garden Pro listener email of the week. Are you ready? From William.
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, if Joey's ready, this is it. This is League City, so right up your alley. Oh, wait. All right, where can I get honest-to-goodness compost by the yard for my lawn? The compost at stores near me in League City looks more like mulch. Thank you, Bill. Well, I guess it's not William, it's Bill. So it's always a good question is where can somebody buy compost by the yard? And then also, I think a lot of people actually don't consider bulk as an option very often. So maybe let's answer Bill's question while we're talking about the benefits of bagged compost and then the different benefits to bulk compost. So,
So I don't get out to League City much, so I'm not sure who sells bulk soil in that direction. And it depends, or bulk compost, you know, depending on what he's trying to do with it, you know, the quality and the the quality of it can vary a lot depending on what you're trying to do. If you're going to mix it into your garden, then it doesn't need to be as fine probably as, you know, if you're going to top dress your lawn.
Yeah, right.
So I'm sure there's somebody over there that might have something decent, but, you know.
I mean, I have driven Nature's Way Resources all the way out there before.
I was going to say.
So get
I don't know how far that is to.
Just get with a buddy, you know, or a neighbor or a cousin, I don't know, and borrow a trailer, take it up there, get a lot of it. Then you're kind of really gaining some benefit from making that travel if both of y'all need 4 yards.
Yeah, if you need a decent amount, then by all means.
Yeah, and so that is like the class of compost in town. So, and then some benefits to buying bulk. Just you can get a lot of it.
Yeah,
without bags.
It's should be less expensive. It's definitely less expensive than bags.
Sure.
But, you know, you have to have a truck or a trailer or pay for delivery.
Right.
Which, you know, sometimes is an issue, sometimes it isn't. But at the end of the day, the bag material is not that much more expensive.
Yeah. Like there's Sweet Organic Solutions there in Pearland, sort of nearish League City. I mean, there's a couple other bag places. That's another big benefit of bags is you can get good compost lots of places.
Yeah.
It is easier to deal with.
It's a lot easier to deal with. It's, you know, less of a mess to clean up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So nothing wrong with getting it in bags.
No. There are some other advantages. There's, you know, kind of staging yourself, kind of, you know, let's say that you want to spread compost all over the yard. You can actually stage the bags out. That's pre-measured for you. The big benefit to bulk is cost savings. But then when it comes down to it, you're, you got to go get it or get it delivered, which does add some cost to it. And so, you know, I often use bags. The thing I like about bags, too, is I can buy, like, maybe 15 of them, you know, a half a yard, basically. Use those as a project and then do that on a regular basis. And I don't have to go very far to get them.
Right.
You know, I can pop into Enchanted Gardens to get them.
Yep. Just do it a little bit at a time. It'll all get done eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, like, your weekend doesn't get wiped out. I had one time where I had a eight yards of mulch delivered because I had hired a friend to put out all this mulch in my back behind my veggie beds.
Mm-hmm.
It was cedar mulch to, like, you know, make it mosquito free.
Right.
And just to stop having to weed, make it easier to remove the bamboo that's always invading my yard from my neighbor. And when it came down to it, he got sick. And so it was Sunday and there's just this huge pile of mulch in my driveway, and so I just had to wipe my Sunday out and move it all. So little bit by little bit may make some sense. So Bill, I hope that helps. When it comes down to it, just go ahead get up there to San Jacinto. I mean, to Nature's Way Resources. They have great bulk. Maybe someone will let us know if they've experienced some great soil bulk down southeast of town. But as far as I know, that's your best bet.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah. You guys, y'all have quite a few options in bag there at the garden.
Yes, too many.
There's so many
different good soil brands nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, we have lots of good soils and compost ready to get your vegetable garden going.
I guess you got to sell Nature's Way Resources and Landscaper's Pride, like two local companies that are doing a great job.
Definitely.
Different price points too, which is nice. Kind of got to do either the Fox Farms or Laughing Frog. Got to do one of those because they make such great potting soils. And then, you know, there's kind of people want, you know, topsoil. They want a budget option. And then there's like the stuff that's really for propagation that you guys need because you got a greenhouse. Oh, man. Yeah. It's like you have to carry a lot of options.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little overwhelming, but it's not that bad.
What do you guys in the greenhouse? Promix?
Promix. Yep. Sure enough.
That's the good stuff. If you're out there propagating, Promix is really nice.
Yep, that's what we use for all of our seed germinating and a mixture of Promix and some other things for, you know, growing the herbs and vegetables and perennials.
Yeah, it's just really nice in the smaller containers. It's already inoculated with mycorrhizal fungi, so the roots really enjoy being in the soil, develop quickly in there. So you know, and you guys do sell that too.
We sure do.
Yeah. Well, awesome. So, yeah, a little bulk versus bagged benefits there. Depending on the project is really why you would choose one over the other. You know, if you're just going to have a big old pile of mulch, I mean, of compost, you just might as well, like, make your own huge pile, and that'd be good too.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of having piles of stuff laying around or, you know. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, I'm not a fan either. All right, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 281-833-3333. We'll be right back, and we'll get talking a little bit about recovering from this brutal freeze.
Water less. Cold times are hibernation times for plants. Help them rest. Water lightly, at most once a week. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. This is Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. As I look out my window, I can see a bright, cheery pot of red cyclamen. Cyclamen, like most winter annuals, will fare just fine in upper 20-degree freezes. And speaking of winter annuals, we have a great selection right now. The classic pansies, snapdragons, cyclamens, plus some of the lesser-known poppies, English daisies, and dianthus. All are guaranteed to lift your spirits on a gray winter day. And speaking of freezes, we have plenty of frost cloth on hand for your more tender plants. Those winter annuals look even more cheerful when planted in one of our pots. We have an amazing selection of pottery here at Nelson's. And remember, pottery always looks colorful and interesting in the landscape. We can make any pot into a disappearing fountain. Nelson's is located on the west side of Houston and Katy. You can find us. We're closed Sundays through March. And now, back to your garden questions with Joey and Danny.
Thank you, Anita. Great place out there, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Just a fun, nice spot. It's great. Great plant selection, great soil selection, and then all the water gardening is so cool. So
yeah, I hadn't been out there in a while. I need to go check it out.
Yeah, it's really not that far. Different markets, but it's like, you know, just you're the closest, I guess, that's really the only real truth. Is you're the closest of the other pros to there. But yeah, they're beautiful. You know, they had a building blow down in a big storm a couple years ago, and so they've kind of remodeled a little bit, and it looks really nice, and the displays are really great. I know they're selling a ton of herbs because I'll have really lovely fresh herbs when I go in. Anywho, I did take my wife over to Enchanted Gardens.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This was not that long ago, a couple weeks, and she loved it. She loved seeing the goats. We looked at roses a lot, and I bought veggies, of course, but yeah. And then we went to Enchanted Forest the day your niece got married.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun. We got to see the big tent back in the woods.
Oh, yeah.
Anywho, speaking of tents, you've thrown some tents over your plants to try to cover them against this freeze. And yeah, good job. So now Joe and I are going to talk about, really, Joe's going to talk about what to do now. So maybe today also, but really tomorrow, because tonight I'm seeing 32. That's a little nervish, but.
Yeah, I wouldn't jump the gun too much as far as trimming things back or planting new things.
Would you uncover today?
I was going to say, if you've got frost cloth on your plants already, you might as well leave it one more night. We should have a hard frost tomorrow morning by my calculations. So, yeah, just leave it one more day, and you can go ahead and pull it off tomorrow. And the next week or so looks nice, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be back in the 70s for next weekend.
It's great. So funny.
Yeah,
crazy. Our weather. So any other things that they should just do right now? Like we're not taking the frost cloth off. I'm thinking like watering, you know, recharging your...
We got a decent amount of rain slash sleet the other day. So, you know, it should be... the soil should be soaked pretty good.
Gotcha.
You got to be in good shape on that. I wouldn't start trimming anything back. Obviously, you can't trim them back if you're not pulling the frost cloth
off. That's a good point.
But I would give it a week or so and see exactly how far things froze back. You're going to have a little bit of damage. It's not near as bad as it was last year, so you're not really going to have any damage on any of the evergreen shrubs like we had last year. It's mainly trimming back perennials. You know, you'll want to trim those back here in the next couple of weeks. to where the to where you get down to good firm growth.
Right. Yeah.
Anything that's mushy, obviously trim that off.
It's kind of like we can't even assess the damage.
No. I'd give it a week or so.
Right.
So just sit back and relax and go do something else out in the yard. Get your vegetable garden ready. Get the compost in. And
so that's really what we can do is we can prep the garden. And now in your veggie beds, you mentioned the mush, right? Some stuff being pretty mushy, like our bulbs, some of the arid plants, and veggies seem to get mushy when they die. Thinking about you get this pile of goo that's like, all right, that was a seasonal vegetable. It needs to come out.
Yep.
Get some new compost in to plant new stuff. So today, while it's still pretty cold, might be a good day to plan, good day to shop, you know, figure out what it is that you do need for tomorrow and this week for replanting. Pruning and trimming doesn't require a lot of new stuff unless you don't have sharp tools or don't have stuff to sanitize your tools, things like that. But it might be something that you kind of think of as you think of plant recovery is equipping your tools a little bit better. Next time you're up at a place, if your loppers are old or they're falling apart, maybe the handle broke on one of them. Your clippers?
Pruners,
yeah. Those things aren't very sharp. Those get pretty dull pretty quick.
That they do.
So just take sandstone to them. But sanitizing your tools is very key.
Yeah, you can spread diseases, between plants with your just with your pruners, and a lot of folks don't think of that.
Right. So it's something you want to be aware of as you're doing a lot of pruning, especially while plants kind of had some stress. And so, what's your method for sanitization of tools?
You can dip them in a light bleach solution. That would probably be the best thing.
And a nice household item as well.
Yeah, or rubbing alcohol or any kind of sanitizer type stuff should do it.
Yeah.
Or take care of most everything.
Right. The thing, I love Consan 20.
That would be a good one also.
It's for fungi as well as bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
And so it lets me, because I got kind of emotionally scarred one time, Joey.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we were pruning these Nelly R. Stevens hollies. Beautiful dark green holly, nice shape. It was a long hedge, but they had these fungal canker in them. It was making these swellings, and so I was like having my staff prune, and so they pruned some, but they weren't sanitizing their things very thoroughly. And so next thing, it was spread out even more.
Mm.
So I was like, oh, because we used something like they were spraying with something that was supposed to be a dip. And I was like, oh, guys, we have to use. And so we started using Consan 20 for that. And, we got it under control, but it was still like tripled our work. And It was like, are we going to lose these now? You fools. But I didn't yell at them. I wouldn't yell. I was just like,
good job.
Just making fun of them. Why yell when you can just, break them down emotionally? You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. So, Consan 20 is a great sanitizer, super key to sanitize your tool. If you are kind of doing a lot of different plants or a lot of different like species of plants, really key to do that. So underrated for the new gardener is sanitizing your cutting equipment. So just keep that in mind. 281-833-3333. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
MicroLife wishes you, your soils and plants a healthy 2022. Winterize now with MicroLife Humates Plus 004 and MicroLife Ocean Harvest 423 to see success this spring. Condition your soils with one application of MicroLife Humates Plus. Follow up with spraying MicroLife Ocean Harvest for additional degrees of frost protection. Find MicroLife at your local garden center. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is the Home Show Garden Pros. 281-833-3333. What is on your mind? Joey Linderman is here to help you with your gardening, with your issues. He wants to help you with your problems, your questions, give you some solutions, some ideas. That is what we're here to do. So let's hear from you. 281-833-3333. So, yeah, it's cold outside.
Yes,
so one
is.
Thing that though that you can do to prep, right, is you got to have good soils, right? Because all healthy landscaping and gardens start with healthy soils. That is the reality. You know, you want to really set the stage for success by having good soils. And Landscaper's Pride makes mulches and soils incredibly good stuff, and it's locally sourced. So they have five here for me to choose from. I always choose the Gardener's Magic, and it is just so wonderful. Really great thing to use. You can use it as a seed starting one if you're using kind of a fast-growing seed. They also have their compost peat, which is really great for seed starting also. It is not peat. It's a aged pine, but it's finely screened, so you get a really nice kind of fluffy texture, but still with a nutrient-rich material. But that compost peat is in the Gardener's Magic. As is a couple other composts, kind of styles of compost, which is really cool. So that Gardener's Magic is great. Compost peat is great. So if you're looking for healthier, fast-growing vegetables, healthier shrubs and plants, choose Naturally Organic Landscaper's Pride. So all the Garden Pro locations carry it. And it is, it works. It works to grow plants. Doesn't sound like high praise, but it really is. Because there's some soils, Joey.
There's some soils that are not the best.
That don't work to grow plants.
Yeah.
You have a favorite Landscaper's Pride?
It's Gardener's Magic, but as basic as it sounds, the pine bark mulch, the pine bark mulch that they bag is really pine bark mulch. It's not a mixture of some places will mix some hardwood and pine bark to, just kind of cut the cost, I guess.
Yeah.
But, that's good, straight pine bark mulch. It's good stuff.
Awesome. And they even have one that's aged to a black paste, the black velvet. So,
yep,
awesome. Well, that compost peat and Gardener's Magic would be good soils in your starting seed kit or a seed starting kit. So another thing that maybe you want to consider while you're, cooped up and you're not gardening outside at the moment is starting some seeds.
Yep, it's time to start your some of your spring vegetable seeds. Tomatoes and pepper seeds can be planted now.
Sure.
Inside, of course.
Inside. But if you're starting inside, it opens up some of the other seeds, too, that you wouldn't put in the garden until maybe late March, April. But you can start inside now. So some of your squashes, cukes, even beans, good thing to kind of get going now.
Yep.
So what do we – I have five factors here, things that people need to consider: light, water, soil, heat, and tools. So how do people, for some reason, I don't know if our eaves are big or we're not stationed right. We have pretty big windows, but we don't get a lot of sunlight in for growing plants. Like, I don't have a place that I can use a window to start seeds. So I need to get a light, but what's the best way to set that up? What's a good brand?
I don't have a whole lot of experience in grow lights.
Yeah.
But they're all over the internet, I'm sure. And I'm not sure. Do you know of anybody locally that sells grow lights?
Yeah, Plants for All Seasons
does.
Yeah? Yeah, Sherry's got a little set there. I don't know what brand, though, either.
Right.
But, yeah. And it's nice because the one they have is kind of small. And so you can just, if I got that, I could just store it, in like a cabinet that wasn't being used.
Right.
So, but you think grow lights are important for tomatoes, right?
Yeah, it's going to keep the seeds from, or the plants from stretching. If they're not getting enough light, they're just going to grow up like a beanstalk and just be tall and thin and weak and just flop over when you put them outside.
Is there any reason that a regular light bulb or lamp wouldn't work?
Like I said, I don't have that much experience with grow lights because all we do is grow things in the greenhouses. I don't think I've ever germinated a seed in the house.
The phrase UV is coming to mind for some reason. I guess that's red and blue light mixed. And so you want to have a balanced light. And so one time I went into a hydroponic shop because they wanted me to assess one of their fertilizers, for growing, home gardening in closets. and they had this one light that they were bragging about how it had every single color in the light. And each one, there was no dominant color. And I was like, is that good? They're like, yeah, it's fine. I was like, well, why are you bragging about it? And as if it's not like what you need to have. So you grow lights, I think, maybe have the amount, the right kind of light, and your lamps don't. So maybe that's something to do with it. Okay, so grow lights, and if you're going to have grow lights, you got to have some way to kind of hang them or have them above your lights.
Yeah, I would assume some of them come with a little stand that suspends it above the seed tray.
Yeah. Be cool if there was like a lamp that looked like a cool regular lamp, but it had like a little table, but it was like a grow light in there, and but you didn't really know. And then when you wanted to grow something, you could just put a...
There you go.
Yeah, so, all right, hey, you inventors out there, let's start working on this. All right, so that's, you do need light, so either window light, sunlight, or grow lights. So, and this is specifically for growing plants. Your granny's old lamp that you got is not going to work.
Yep, or the neon light's not going to work.
Yep, neon light's not going to work.
Mm-mm.
Okay, water inside can be kind of tricky.
Yeah, you know, the humidity inside a house is very low compared to what it is outside.
Right.
So sometimes that can make the soil dry out faster, but you don't have the sun shining on it or the wind blowing, so that can make it dry out slower.
Gotcha.
It varies depending on what part of the house it's in. You know, if the heater's running a lot, you know, that's a really dry air coming out of it, so that could dry it out. So just keep a constant eye on it. It doesn't need to stay soaking wet, but it needs to stay constantly damp.
Yeah, and this is really for your seeds, and the seeds are just at the very top of the soil. So
right.
It's like you don't even need the whole thing to be – you're not worried about watering roots right now. You're just keeping that top of the soil a little bit wet. Yeah,
the top half an inch or so.
Okay, cool. Top inch. I'm just putting inch because, you know, half. All right, cool. Well, we'll come back, talk a little bit about some special needs that peppers have, indoor soil, and then some of the tools that may help you with your seed starting kit. We also want to hear from you, 281-833-3333.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at naturewayresources.com.
Cutting back plants help them survive winter. 70 to 80% isn't too much. It might hurt you, but helps your plants. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Gardening in February, just it all happens so fast. It's like freeze is on us, tomatoes are on us. Next thing you know, it's slug and snail season will be on us, and then caterpillar season. It's just all happening so fast. You want to equip yourself with Monterey Lawn and Garden's incredible tools, incredible solutions they provide. A big thing is just to protect your tender plants from snails and slugs. Sluggo, there's a Sluggo Plus, Sluggo Max. These things really do help to protect your plants from snails and slugs, which will topple the plant. Or sometimes they'll get on there and kind of suck out all of the green juices and the plants don't work anymore. So easy to use, lasts a while. It's even after it rains some or sprinkles on it, it's still effective. And that's a really huge deal. So salt and beer don't have that. It's also kind of like, you know, why waste the beer, you know? And then salt like poisons your plants and Sluggo doesn't. Sluggo's iron-based, and so he's even like potentially good for your garden. So that's pretty awesome. And then as caterpillars kind of come along, as our plants get a little bit bigger, they get fuller, and this could be as soon as March, right? We're going to start to see them, and it's great to have BT, which is a type of bacteria that you can just put on your plants, and caterpillars won't eat it because they can't digest it. And so great thing to get out there. Two really important tools for early spring, Sluggo Plus and Monterey BT. Both Omri listed for organic use. They can't harm your pets or your family. Monterey has got a huge line of products, an awesomely huge line of products. You have any favorite Monterey lawn and garden product?
My favorite is the Monterey once a year insect control.
Nice.
You can mix it with a bucket of water and water your crepe myrtle that has, you know, a problem with aphids.
Yes, right.
So it's not dripping all the honeydew all over your cars,
right,
and getting the black leaves.
And it works. I mean, pecan trees.
Pecan trees also, yep.
Great one. Your roses even. That's a really one. Dealing with thrips or something like that. So, yeah. And it's It's simple, you know. It soaks up in the roots and protects the plant from the inside. Well, check out their website, montereylawngarden.com. Garden pros all have quite a few different ones. And, you know, if there's one that, like, let's say Enchanted Garden didn't have, just pop in there and they'll get it. I mean, it's pretty simple because they're already ordering from them. I do love that complete disease control. We are underusing this product in Houston, and it works really, really well for stymieing fungi in a kind of safe way. So, awesome. Yes, Monterey. Keep doing the good work out there, Monterey. Okay, we're on our seed starting kit kind of idea. How to make your own little seed starting kit. What do you need? We got to figure out how to water. So, you know, I thought about this a little bit because we only want to water that top half inch, like you said. And so using a hose or putting it under the sink in the faucet, that's not really logical.
Yeah, it's going to be too much for sure.
Even like the shower head on a hose is too much.
Yeah, you could even use a mister bottle, you know, yeah. A little squirt bottle, and that would do it. If you're not doing a huge area, if you're doing more than you want to use a squirt bottle for, they make little misters that go on the end of a hose.
Okay, well, then you can mist it. So that's that's maybe the way to go. I mean, I think if you've got the shower head going, really light pressure, that might be fine. I'm thinking of that thing that's on like the
right
the sink to wash the dishes with.
Yeah, you don't want to blast the seeds out of the soil.
Right. Or push them down too
or
deep.
Or push them down too yeah. deep, yep.
So keep that in mind when it comes to watering. All right, speaking of soil, we never do that on the show. Never speak of soil. I'm kidding. We love soil. Soil is so important. So when you're growing indoors, can people just, you know, dig up their soil, use the, you know, nice clay, plant a couple carrot seeds in there, and they're good to go?
Now, you know, you really need a good, well-drained potting soil for germinating seeds. You can always add more water to it, but you can't take the water out once it's too wet. You
gotcha.
Know? So we talked about ProMix earlier. ProMix is based out of peat moss. So it's got vermiculite and perlite in it for drainage. That's what I would use for germinating seeds.
Yeah, and that's at the very first stage of seed germination, just to get what's in the seed up into plant form, it just needs to be not too wet but moist. That's like it. To get it past that growth is when you need a little bit of nutrients, right? That's when you need nutrients. That's when you need light. And so, you know, it's almost like you need a soil that offers both deals. So that's where ProMix really has proven itself to be effective in seed starting, is that it is kind of filled with nutrients and then also, you know, provides that fluffiness. So Fox Farms has, you know, has some good soil for it.
Yep.
The potting soil from Landscaper's Pride is pretty good for some seeds, but it's just got to be so finely ground that for all seeds, especially like tomato seeds and pepper seeds,
yep,
really has it. So just choose something like that is well draining. If you even have to come back and water in a little bit with liquids once the plant starts growing, that's not too big of a deal. We got great liquids from MicroLife that you can kind of, you know, pour over the plant. Okay. Heat. Do all plants need a heating pad or heat, or is that just...
Depending on the spot, again, inside.
Yeah.
If it's an area that stays warm on a regular basis, then, you know, you might be all right. I would say that the seeds need to be kept constantly, you know, upper 70 degrees to 80, you know, mid 80 degrees, somewhere around there.
Oh, wow. So some of you probably, if you're keeping your house mid 80s, your electricity bill is pretty high.
That's hot.
And so we're talking about maybe they make these heat pads.
Right. It's basically like a heating pad, but it's more of a horticultural grade, you know. It's a plastic and not a fabric.
Yes, that's right. It's like a mat.
Right.
And so it's shaped just the size to put a tray on there. And, I saw that also at Plants for All Seasons, too. They had those. And you roll it up, you know, tuck it away with your light, store space in there. But peppers need to be heated from underneath, and that's the way to get pepper growth. So you're trying to grow some of those crazy, oh, my gosh, burn my face off peppers. Like, they're hard to find sometimes in the store because, you know, only insane people want to grow them because they love pain. But no, I grow them sometimes too. So I guess I'm in that list of, it's like, you know, good insane. It's like the right kind of insane. All right, so that's great. A little bit of heat. Maybe your general kitchen counter is not warm enough.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I would say not.
Okay, not. There we go. And then mostly you just your garden tools are the same tools you'd need. You know, maybe a funnel or something like that, that you like a car funnel that you cut the bottom off of so you can cleanly fill. You know, maybe you give it a you know, 2.5-inch hole so you can cleanly fill 4-inch containers. You know, something like that. Think about how you can make this cleaner, you know, how you can make it work a little better, how you can not waste soil by dropping it on the floor and throwing it away. Little things like that. You're smart. You can do it. We believe in you. 281-833-3333. What's on your mind? Do want to remind you that if you have a question, somebody else has that question, and you can help someone else by getting your questions answered here on Home Show Garden Pros.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Monterey Lawn and Garden, superior solutions for every garden.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Home Show Garden Pros. We mentioned multiple ways to connect. One of those is Facebook. Love to have you on there tuning in. You can actually text me on Facebook, and I'll try to answer the question as best I can. And Sharon texted me, said, can blackberries and grapes be grown together? And so, you know, I answered her, but I kind of want to hear your insight on this.
I would say no, mainly because you know, plants kind of compete against each other. Grapes are, and they have different growth habits.
Very different, yeah.
You know? I don't think that would be the best for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think of blackberries, you gotta, you know, they stop making fruit at 4.5 inches, and it's like they come up from the ground in canes in like a fan shape, right? So, I mean, 4.5 feet, sorry. You're like, 4.5 inches, Danny? Really? 4.5 feet. And, you know, so it's really maybe like 8 feet long, 8 feet wide for two berry shrubs that are fanned out, like espaliered, basically. Where the grapes, they want to come up and run horizontally, and they love putting new vines on the ground. And if you had them in a back blackberry bramble, those new vines would just get lost in that bramble. And so, when we say competing this situation, I think people always think of, like, competing for nutrients in the soil. But in this case, it's actually competing for the sun.
Right.
It there's a lot of energy coming from the sun, but it's all coming from one exact direction. And so if you block something out, like you've got a problem. So I feel like it would be really hard to manage that.
It would. So yeah, you'll have to kind of make a choice which one you want the most.
That's right. Now keep in mind, you know, blackberries can do a little bit of shade. So maybe you find a spot a southern facing near your wall. Near your house, and you got the grapes back in some sort of grape arbor. But again, they're going to want to run, 20 feet, you know, 25 feet.
Yeah, they take some space.
And so it's very different sort of growth pattern. So, I discourage that. You like blackberries?
I do. I sure do. We used to pick them when I was a kid, the native ones, you know, side of the road.
That's awesome.
Pick a gallon of blackberries. Lots of them and sell them. We were selling them for like $1 for a gallon of them back in the day.
Free dollar, though, sort of. I mean, and it like your parents probably loving that. You know, you got $1 and you didn't waste a bunch of their time, you know?
That's right.
Yeah, we'd always used to pick a bunch of them outside of College Station. There was like, now it's all developments. Now it's all like neighborhoods that are really actually pretty close to the town. But when I was a kid, you would drive down Quail Run and there was like 15 acres of dewberry fields all over. And so, yeah, we'd pick them like crazy. Hmm. But, you know, they got so many thornless varieties now.
Yeah, the thornless ones are awesome.
And people wonder why kids these days, you know, not the scratches on your fingers.
Yep.
So, anyway, Sharon, thanks for that question. 281-833-3333. Yeah, being a kid and kind of encountering plants was so fun. You know, I think about half of my favorite toys. I mean, I love Transformers because they were like really engineered and cool. But after that, it was like give me sticks and pine cones, you know, like give me a tree to climb. I love being out there in nature. It was literally the best. Okay, briefly, let's talk tomatoes real quick. I want people to get them in soon. So as soon as they hit the shelves, scoop them up, plant them right away. Even if it's like a Tuesday afternoon and you've just learned they've hit the shelves, do it. So part of that is you read the books for American gardening, and it's gotten a lot better, but there's still a lot of information that might suggest that you need to plant your tomatoes April 1st. April Fool's Day. It's a big prank played on you. No, I'm just kidding. In Houston, that is way too late, right? We get hot temperatures way earlier. So talk a little bit about the tomato flower. And
yeah, you know. As soon as it gets too hot, then they won't pollinate. So you're not going to – if you plant a tomato plant in April, you're likely not to get anything because it's going to heat up so fast and they're just not going to produce
right.
fruit. The plant will grow and grow and grow, and it'll be a beautiful plant, but no tomatoes.
Yes,
so
right.
So getting them in early, like Danny said, even though, you know, you're kind of gambling planting it this early, right? But you're gambling with $2. So
yes,
it's not a huge
that's exactly
deal.
The point.
And there's a high likelihood that you could protect it from here, you know, through, you know, after the 1st of March, we're, you know, fairly out of the woods
right.
as far as freezes. Danny puts a 5-gallon bucket over his if it's going to get too cold. And, you know, that kind of traps the heat from the earth and protects it in there.
Yeah, and it just lets those roots kind of keep on going, you know, and a little bit of stress is okay, especially on the bigger tomatoes. So if, you know, you're looking at a beefsteak tomato that needs 80 days to start making produce, to start making that first tomato, right? It's like, what's 80 days from today? You know, that's 3.5 months. So next thing we're talking, you know, 1, 2, 3.
It's 2.5.
2.5. Yeah, thank you. So mid-April, late April, maybe I'm picking my first one. But then I don't just want one. You know what I mean? I want a bunch of them. And so to get that extra month and a half of production to me is totally worth it. So if you are going to wait, you know, till it's completely no frost, no danger at all, I would start inching down your tomato size requirements to those yellow pear or Juliet's, right? Something that is going to produce a lot quicker, make a lot more pretty fast. But if you're doing, you know, Cherokee Purples or some of these heirlooms, Brandywine, right? Famous deliciousness tomatoes, you really want to start early.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're not comfortable with planting them in the ground right now, you can always get a, you know, a little bit bigger pot.
Yeah.
Put them in a pot, set them in the sun on your patio, and if it is going to get cold, then you can just bring them inside.
Right. And just,
then,
yeah. Yep. You know, pump them full of good fertilizer.
Yep. Good potting soil, good fertilizer.
Yeah.
Get a head start that way.
I love that. Yeah. See? We got to get going on this. All right. 281-833-33. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Gary, Home Show Garden Pros.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
281-833-3333. What is on your mind here at Home Show Garden Pros? Joey Linderman is here from Channing Gardens, and we want to help. We're talking to Gary. Hey, Gary, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, guys. Couple quick questions. I've got some seed potatoes that I'd bought, and I was letting them sprout out a little bit, and I didn't bring them in. Reckon it got down to 22 degrees up here. You reckon they're toast, or you think they'll be all right?
That's borderline, I would think. But
what kind of growth did you have on them?
Excuse me?
That's just the seed potatoes, right? They hadn't
Yeah, no, they're the whole potatoes. I was just letting them, you know, sprout out a little bit and get a.
But they weren't in the ground.
No, sir. They're in paper bags.
Yeah, if they were left outside in paper bags, I would think that they're probably toast.
Yeah, I mean, you could bring them inside. What I usually do, I'll cut them and you know, let them start to callus and just throw them in the pantry or something in the house. That way, they don't accidentally get left outside, and they'll sprout out a little quicker when they're inside also.
But I would think this moment more than ever it'd be important to try to dry them out with a desiccant. What's that stuff called? The
dusting sulfur.
Dusting sulfur. Yeah, Gary, are you using any of that?
I kind of go old school. I'll get some wood ash or something like that from a fire, and I usually dust them with that.
Yeah, so. Well, I would do that just as quick as you can just to try to pull some of the water out of them.
Yes, sir.
But I mean, you know, you still got them. You can kind of let them out, sit them out, see if they'll still do anything. But yeah, I'd be pretty dubious. I wouldn't leave them out for the tonight's cold. I'll say that.
Yeah, but what kind of fertilizer would y'all recommend put down on those potatoes when I put them in the ground?
You know, I'm sure there's some specific ratio for potatoes, but I've always used just the general MicroLife 624 and had great success with potatoes.
Yeah, I've got some of that. I was that's what I was going to ask you. And also, y'all were talking about them berries. That sounds pretty good. What varieties of those thornless they got out now that do good?
There's lots of new varieties. There's the Primark Freedom. There's Natchez.
These Primarks, are huge. Primark, like Arkansas, and there's a couple different ones of those, and they make a really big berry. Really, like they grow like the old thornless do. I mean, thorned ones do. They're like. Kind of really,
that's a good one for sure.
Come the new class of thornless blackberries.
Yeah, and they're like you said, they're surprisingly big,
huge. Yeah. So I'd look for Primark personally. I mean, Natchez and Arapaho, those are kind of like not too new, but they're great. They taste good.
Mm-hmm.
But the Arapaho like doesn't grow as fast as the Primarks do. I was really shocked and amazed by the amount of growth for a thornless. So. And there's like an independence, a freedom, you know. There's some good names.
Yeah, that's kind of a series of blackberries, the Primark, but all of them are good. But yeah, the thornless ones are the way to go.
Sounds good, guys. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Gary.
Yes, sir.
281-833-3333. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.